This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Monday. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School. DP is on the road with the Supernovas. They're going to be live in effect tonight at 8. Pre-game starts at 8. Game or first serve is at 9. Supernovas are in the playoffs. But we are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop. 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple. Up there in the O. Good crossover, like always, with my man E. Strick. Quick segment here so we can get back up on time. Right, Austin?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we got about 2 or 3 minutes. NBA playoffs are in effect. Obviously, we talked about the emergence of Anthony Davis. Spider Mitchell had a special game to knock out a young upstart Orlando Magic team led by your Dookie. But we talked about it. Listen,
two of them.
Yeah, that's true. And Suggs as well. They got a ton of talent. I mean, they got a ton of really good talent. They got the was it Mo Wagner and his brother, right?
Franz is the good one.
Franz is a good one. Mm-hmm. But they got a ton of talent. They got the, what's the big man that got traded from Chicago?
Wendell Carter.
Wendell Carter.
My other boy.
Right, who was a really good player. And I felt like a emerging player with the Bulls, and they just threw him in there like he was hot garbage. Kind of like that Zubac trade that the Lakers did to the Clippers, and now he's taken off. But Spider Mitchell had to have a special game to send the upstart Orlando Magic home, because we talked about it during the year. If you go down to Orlando thinking you're going to have the family and go down to Disney World or whatever, Disneyland, and you try to show up down to Orlando, especially when they play at home, you will get ran up out of the gym. But Spider Mitchell was pretty special yesterday.
And the game before. Scored like half of Cleveland's points even in the loss. But don't forget that Cleveland tanked its way into that matchup.
Yes.
They could have had the three, but they decided they wanted to play Orlando at the five. See how it works, because your reward for beating Orlando in 7 games is, I mean, you have to face Boston.
Yeah.
But why would you set yourself up for the 1-4?
And the fans were saying we want Boston.
Yeah.
You know, the unicorn is out. Porzingis is out for some time. I doubt he'll be able to come back in the series. I don't think he'll be effective. I think Boston has found their mojo, you know, as far as their pieces. I think the emergence of White and along with the two superstars they've had, they've been pretty consistent. I think they've been probably the most consistent team all year, along with Denver, but I think they've been a little bit more consistent. It's just going to be interesting to see how Tatum and Brown play if Cleveland can bring them to what I like to call deep water, to see how well they can perform under pressure for, you know, game after game. If they can make it a tight game, I think Boston will win the series, but the one thing I like Cleveland's size. I like Mobley being able to switch out and guard both of them. I think different body types can give, especially Brown, Jaylen Brown, some problems. Tatum, I think, is a more well-rounded player. It's going to be interesting to see who's going to be the third option for Boston and how many games can they depend on him since Porzingis will be out.
Porzingis out means it's a big series for Evan Mobley.
Yep.
Big series for Drew Holiday for Boston. Yep. I'm assuming he's going to get
a... The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com. And get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A lot of the Spider-Mitchell matchup. And Isaac Okoro, to me, is he the primary defender for Tatum or Brown?
Yeah.
You know, if he's able to credibly defend them and hit threes at a decent clip, Cleveland's got a shot.
Yeah.
Porzingis, I think, could have been an X factor where I think he's just older and more experienced than Mobley. So now it's is Mobley young enough, athletic enough to give Horford problems?
Yeah.
Or does Horford take him down to the block and say, hey, class is still in session, young fella?
Yeah, Horford is a great backup plan. I think he's the type of dude that could play to like he's 42 years old. Mm-hmm. And because he knows how to play, he's added the range to his game. Mm-hmm. He's physical. He can still run pretty good. So you're not going to just be able to beat him up and down the court. And he's a defensive stopper, you know, against majority of the players that play his position. And he gives you some flexibility on switches. So it's a good backup plan, and that's the depth that Boston has. And that's where, you know, I think that that will allow their experience and their depth at that position will allow them to not be stymied with the loss of Porzingis. But I think Cleveland can impose some problems. Number one, if they hit open shots, like you said. And number two, if they get going defensively. Like their size, length, youth affects, you know, Boston's flow. But it's going to be interesting to see how it goes because, you know, whether you tank or not, you're playing the most consistent team this year. With Tatum, who's like, which is with all the different stories that we've talked about, whether it's LeBron and all those guys getting knocked out, the emergence of Ant-Man, Wimby, and all that, he's been steady, but he's been under the radar.
Yeah,
that's when he's dangerous, where people like are overlooking him because he's definitely shown the ability to, you know, rise to the occasion and come up with special games.
This is where I'm curious to see if Cleveland is able to force that defensive identity on Boston, because we know Boston loves to shoot the three. They've been really good at it all year, but if they go cold, are they willing to get into a rock fight with Cleveland?
Yeah.
Orlando was. They still have that defensive identity. They weren't as reliant on it. Boston, I think, is clearly more talented, and this is where Cleveland is different than, say, Virginia basketball. Virginia's pack line, they'll let you shoot the three. Yeah. Cleveland will get out on you. They're athletic, like you're saying. They're aggressive enough. They won't just let Boston bomb away from three. They'll try to be aggressive and force some turnovers. But the further out Boston can space its offense, it can negate some of that length. If Boston shoots 35% from three, I think they win in five, maybe six. Yeah. If it's anything less than that, they might have some problems.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's on. I mean, it is on. It's starting tonight at 6:30. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to dive into these NBA playoffs. We're going to talk about Darvin Ham getting fired. I want to ask Austin this. I already know the answer if I would ask Strick. But I'm coming along to your side. Not to your side. I still think LeBron is a close two of the GOAT with Jordan / Kareem is number one. But I want to ask you about the 10 coaches that coached LeBron, and does that lack of continuity hurt his greatest of all time? Because I think without Phil Jackson, you don't see this Jordan. Without Phil Jackson, you don't, where Phil Jackson already had the credibility because he did it with Jordan to get Kobe and Shaq in them. I want to ask you about that along with the playoff stuff, because I think it's something, even though I felt Darvin Ham was in over his head, want to evaluate that whole process, because I think the easy thing to say is, well, LeBron's gotten everybody fired. It's totally different, his situation versus Jordan and Kobe's. So we're going to talk about that. We're after a quick break. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.